Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 6:50. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning. Well, South Africa not that far away from going to the polls. It really does worry me that we aren't having enough conversations in the media about this and trying to determine what are the issues that South Africans are actually concerned about. Are they concerned about foreign matters? Are they concerned about, BEE? Are they concerned about crime? What are the issues that South Africans care most about? And that should really be influencing the conversation. Professor André Duvenhage is a political analyst. Professor, very, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I am fine. Nice talking to you again.
Nice speaking to you. So let's just talk about what the issues are, because I think so often with the ANC, with the EFF, we have a very, what I think is a deliberate attempt to move the conversation away from the issues that South Africans actually care about. What are those issues, do you think?
Well, if you look at the policies and the policy frameworks of the majority of parties in South Africa, there are relative big consensus about what the issues are. And the issues are things like, for example, lack of economic growth and related to it, high levels of unemployment. There are serious problems with regard to service delivery, the maintenance of infrastructure. There's problems with electricity and the provision of water. Then corruption is also one of the major issues. It is interesting that some of the Institute for Race Relations surveys indicated that the land issue is not such a big issue. And then it's also interesting that some parties, not all of them, are making historical factors a huge issue in the election. For example, later this morning, I take part in a conversation where the EFF is going to try and attempt to get all foreign debt removed as a result of apartheid. So they're working back on historical things.
Wow.
Now that is a strange move, but will be, I believe, cannot be successful in any way. But it has to do with politics before elections. But when it comes to the paradigm, the interpretation, the solutions for these problems, parties differ fundamentally. For example, the Democratic Alliance would like to seek answers within a liberal, social democratic, new liberal type of framework. When you come to the ANC, they will be more developmental with an approach to social democracy and also recently a lot of populism. When you come to the EFF, the state is the main and basically exclusive factor in terms of nationalization of production factors and so on. I'm not 100% sure where the MK party is standing because they do not have a very strong policy structure. There's a lot of momentum behind a leader, and that is also indicative of the politics of the day.
So what is, I mean, how likely are voters to be swayed by this? And I've watched the EFF. He goes to, Fordsburg, and he talks about Palestinian rights. And then he goes to another area and he talks to them about what they think they want to hear. So, but the question is, at the end of it, when it comes to the ballot box, do people think, oh, yes, no, the EFF is going to be the one? It's very nice what he might have said about A, B, C, or D, but are they going to be the ones to solve my concern, which is hunger, which is jobs, which is, electricity, whatever people decide they are. So I just wonder if the political parties are missing a trick or simply are incapable of either recognizing what people want or finding a solution to it.
It is interesting. I think the answer to your question is probably very comprehensive and will differ from party environment, the one party environment to the other. But what is interesting, the states that are of the parties that are more dependent on the state and the functioning of the state is in terms of their philosophy in ways contributing to the failure of the state. It's interesting that the ANC is putting, in comparison to the DA and other parties, putting a lot of emphasis on the role of the state. But we have clear indications and data to show it that the state is a weakening entity. And interesting, I listened to another analyst a time ago, and the question was put to him, what will happen if the EFF and the ANC will govern after after 29 May? And his answer is the reaction of the economy and investors will be devastating. They will take away money. It will be very similar to the appointment of Des van Rooyen a few years back as Minister of Finance, which was absolutely devastating. Mm. So my concern is the more the parties put emphasis on the state and the weaker the state is performing, the less they can attain their goals. But the main issue is bread and butter issues are very important. My impression is that international issues didn't play a major role, but the ANC brought it in stronger as a result of what is going on in the Middle East and other places. So this election, it's a bit more important than previous elections.
So, and how will that manifest, do you think?
Well, Howard, it's very difficult to predict this election. We are into a fundamental reconfiguration of our politics. But I'm going to give you my prediction about what I am expecting, and things can change. We have two views about what may happen to the ANC. Some people believe the ANC can still get to a 50, and then there's some that say, no, they will get below 50. To me, the indications are relatively stronger that the ANC will get below 50. I can just see driving through the country at their public election campaign is a lot weaker than when it was in 2019. And surveys are clearly indicating the ANC is below 50%. The average before the MK party was 43, and some surveys even took it to 37%. So I believe the ANC will get something between 42 and 47%. That's my assessment based on the two factors that the ANC has a lot of momentum before elections, and they have a regime supporting them in terms of logistics and so on. Looking at the DA, their own figures are showing 25% plus. I think it's be more correct to be around 21 to 23%. The strange card in this whole process is the MK party. And some believe the MK party will get above 10%, becoming the third strongest party in South Africa. I think in pure popular support, that may be the case. But their ability to deliver voters on election day is going to be difficult. That's also the problem of the EFF. So I will put them a bit lower, probably below 10%. But then the EFF, I think they, at one time, they were putting them on the 17% or something like that. I think since the MK party start operating, they took away the support from the EFF and from the ANC. And I'm reading the EFF closer to 10, 12%. If we look at some of the other parties, the IFP around 6%, the Freedom Front Plus around 2%, Action South Africa, I think around 2%, and then there's a number of 1%ers. But that is where I am reading politics at the moment. And as you know, Howard, a lot can happen in 3-4 weeks' time. So in a way, it's close to the election, but we still have a way to go. And I'm expecting a number of things before 29 May.
Well, we'll definitely be speaking to you along the way. That's where we leave it. It is 7 o'clock. Professor André Duvenhage, he's a political analyst, talking to us about the elections.